for WEKU. I'm Charles Compton. A drama that I guess can be described as a contemporary classic is being performed this weekend at the Downtown Arts Center in Lexington. It's Hot Hell Baltimore, and it's done by a relatively new group called Project C. Here to talk about that production and some of the weekend's other offerings is Rich Copley, an arts and culture reporter from the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, Project C is really starting to come on strong in Central Kentucky, isn't it?
It is. And one of the authors that the directors of the company, Sully White, Ellie Clark, and Evan Bergman, united around immediately that they liked was Lanford Wilson, who is a revered contemporary playwright who just passed away last year. And Hot Hell Baltimore is one of his best-known titles. It is set in a decaying Baltimore hotel that's populated by, sort of the ignored people of society, prostitutes, people who are on drugs and things of that sort, and older people and just impoverished people. It doesn't really have a plot so much as it just kind of talks about their lives as they learn that the hotel has been condemned and they're going to have to find somewhere new to live. So it's a very colorful play with very colorful characters, and it has had quite a history. One thing I totally forgot was that it was adapted as a sitcom by ABC back in the mid-1970s. It ran for 13 episodes. It turned out it was a little bit racy and controversial for the time, and it didn't really pick up an audience, but somebody saw something there to really expand the story.
And another production that promises to expand one's mind is being put on by Actors Guild of Lexington. It's titled The Love Song of J. Robert Oppenheimer, the man who developed the atomic bomb, at least credited with it.
It was really funny in doing stories on this. The director of Actors Guild of Lexington is known for being very nerdy about plays that he works on and really wanting to get into them, and he loves things about science and history and stuff. So, I mean, he was teed up with this show. And they had a big nerd night where they just talked about a lot of the background of Oppenheimer and, his history and legacy and stuff. I mean, it's a chance to kind of get a different look at a guy who is in a lot of our history books.
And at Rupp Arena Saturday night, Brad Paisley's performing, and he won't be alone.
He won't. There's also a group that's really hot on the country scene right now, the band Perry. They've had several big country concerts at Rupp recently. Miranda Lambert was just there last Sunday on Oscar night. And Brad Paisley has been here before. He's known kind of as among the country crowd, the contemporary country crowd, a real guitar slinger. He loves playing. He loves his gear. He loves his Paisley guitars. So if you love country, this will be a show to check out.
You can find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Look in the Weekender section. All the events are outlined there. They're also listed on our website at weku.fm. Just go to the events calendar. Rich Copley, thanks much.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.